The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are alive and well. We survived the riot last night in Memphis, and we're going to get to that in just a little while. We have some breaking news coming out of our nation's capital that we have to get to as well. But first, as you know, we are celebrating a book launch week here on the Todd Starnes radio program. My new book, now in bookstores across America. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? President Trump, Jim Jordan, Marsha Blackburn, the list goes on of the folks that have endorsed the book. And we've been urging you to get out to your bookstores and get yourself a copy. Well, I want to go, and the reason we're starting out with this now, I've got a lot to say about Congress, and I did not want Sweet Lisa, who's listening to us in Georgia on WDN, to have to wait on hold. But Lisa, I understand that you went out to get the book the other day. Is that right?
I did. I went to Books a Million yesterday in Gainesville, Georgia.
All right, so you went to Books a Million, which is a fine bookstore, and tell us about your experience. Were you able to get the book?
I got the one copy that they had.
So they had one copy? Okay.
One copy. I sent y'all a picture of it. I asked the girl, who should not be even working in a bookstore. She knew nothing about nothing. Jesse Waters had a big stand right in front. Your book was back in Cultural Studies at the very back of the store in between Trump's signed book, coffee book, whatever that book's called. I have that book. And the other side was How to Take Down Trump. And one copy.
All right. Well, here's the, from what we understand, and we did reach out to the publisher because you're not the only person who's made this observation. Some bookstores have a lot of copies, others don't. And the reason why, it's selling like hotcakes. So they're trying to distribute. What did she say?
She had no idea.
Of course.
She shouldn't be working in a bookstore.
Well, you know, it's, look, I get it. Folks, I would encourage you, if you go to the bookstore and they don't have a copy, I mean, for example, I think the Barnes & Noble here in the Memphis area, they've got 25, 30 copies. But a lot of these stores, Lisa, because there are a lot of Books a Million, a lot of Barnes & Noble, and they just, I think, ran out of stock because there were so many pre-orders of the book. So I'm glad you were able to get a copy, though.
Yeah, I got it. I'm already reading it. It's great. I just started it this morning. I'm loving it. It's great.
Thank you. Well,
very excited.
Well, hold on to the book because we are coming to Gainesville, I believe in May, and we're going to be doing a book signing, and I'd love to be able to sign that book for you.
I'll definitely be there. I look forward to it. Thank you, Chris.
Right.
Thank you, Todd.
Lisa, all right, thank you. All right, God bless, and thanks for the heads up there. And folks, just be nice to the Barnes & Noble people and the Books a Million people. A lot of the stores may not have many copies. Sometimes the bookstores, and with the Fox people, that's a whole different, you know, it's a whole different world. So they're gonna have, you know, 40 or 50 copies of Waters' book out there. They're not going to do that for my book. But what you can do is still go online and order. You can go to toddstarnes.com and get yourself a signed copy. But I would like to hear from you. If you're out at your local bookstore, give us a call because that would be very helpful to a lot of the listeners who maybe haven't gotten their copy yet. So give us a call and let us know if you've been able to find the book in your stores. We do know that Books a Million, Barnes & Noble, Target, and Costco are carrying the book. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. I was on Hugh Hewitt's show yesterday, and Hugh said, Todd, you got to mention the book at least 7 times an hour. The name of the book so people will remember it. So Twilight's Last Gleaming Can America Be Saved? That's Twilight's Last Gleaming Can America Be Saved? So we're now at 3. So I'll try to spread it out. All right, speaking of spreading something, can we talk about what the House Republicans did while you were sleeping last night? You were snuggled in your bed with your wonderful MyPillow, giving it a tight squeeze. And while you were doing that, the House Republicans were robbing your bank account blind. I want you to hear from Congressman Chip Roy just a few moments ago. He hopped on Steve Bannon's podcast. Take a listen.
They should call their members of Congress right now. They should tell them that under no circumstances should they vote for this bill. They should melt the phone down and melt down the phone lines and the emails and the texts and all of that. And I mean that. I mean that today. Call today and make sure every member of Congress feels the pain that they should not vote for this bill. And if we can somehow stall this bill out today, because it's going to take, it's being put up on suspension of the rules, which, by the way, is a travesty. It's being put up with less than 24 hours to read it, which is a travesty. It busts the caps, which is a travesty, funds the FBI headquarters, doesn't secure the border, funds the World Health Organization. I can keep going. Earmarks in it for abortion facilities in the Northeast. Just total abomination. We should oppose it. It takes 2/3 of the House to pass it. So all we need is about a half of Republicans, give or take. It might take a little bit more than that, but, you know, 3/4 of Republicans to oppose it. And we can kill it. So we should rise up and say, Mr. Speaker, no deal. Republicans should feel the pain for voting for this bill.
Well, they should. And it's just simply reprehensible. By the way, Mary Miller, the congresswoman from Illinois, just sent me a note. She says, Todd, I'm voting no. Good. Thank you. Thank you so much. By the way, do you realize that the spending bill that was just dropped, and it was dropped around 2 o'clock or so, 2:30 this morning, in the wee hours of the morning, this is the House leadership has signed off on all of this. Speaker Johnson and his lieutenants in the House have all signed off on this. So the look, warning sign number one is whenever they try to drop something in the middle of the night or on a Friday, you know that they're up to no good. No good. So it's more than 1,000 pages, and they're expecting everybody to vote on this tomorrow. Now, here's the deal. There is a rule in the House of Representatives. It's called the 72-hour rule. Pardon me, it's in the Congress, the Senate as well. 72-hour rule. What does that mean? Well, it means that every lawmaker must have 72 hours to read the text of a bill before they can vote. So this bill dropped at 2 o'clock, 2:30 this morning, and you can do the math from there. Now, at this hour, we have people that are going through line by line and trying to figure out what is in this. And you heard Congressman Chip Roy. He said there is money in there for abortion. There is also money for a group, and this is $400,000. $400,000 for a group that wants to give 13-year-olds binding and tucking clothing. You say, Todd, I don't understand. What does that mean? I'm a good church-going person. Well, this is clothing material used by boys who think they are girls to hide their little wee-wees. And the binding part of that is the 13-year-old girls who think they are boys and want to hide their boobies. So you've got $400,000 of your tax money going to provide clothing for 13-year-olds that will hide wee-wees and boobies. Oh, by the way, the subsidized transgender clothing for kids, underage kids, without parental permission. That's what your House Republicans are up to, everybody. That is what your House Republicans are up to. So here's the deal. Grace Baker has done a great job posting all of this information on our live show blog, along with the switchboard telephone number to Capitol Hill. So throughout today's show, we need to be lighting up the phones on Capitol Hill. Call your elected leaders and tell them in the Senate and the House, vote no on this $1.2 trillion spending bill. We cannot allow this to continue. And let me say this. Should this thing actually pass, I will be immediately calling to vacate the chair. That's right, folks. If this thing goes through, then it is a complete and utter abdication of leadership in the House of Representatives. And at that point, we have to do the right thing. We have to be principled conservatives about all of this. So again, if the House of Representatives is not given at least 72 hours to read this monstrosity of a spending bill, then we should call to vacate the chair. And just think about this, folks. If the Republicans cannot be leaders in fiscal responsibility, what's the point of all of it? What is the point? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We're going to be taking your calls this hour. Also going to be checking in with some of our friends up on Capitol Hill. This is the Todd Stern Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. Or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. And again, we need your help by calling Capitol Hill and telling your elected leaders to hold the line. This is just insane. They need to be voting no on this spending bill. The word we're getting is tomorrow is when they want to vote on this. And we're going to be sharing bits and pieces of what you're going to be paying for. Right out of the gate, you're going to be paying for beds for illegal aliens. You're going to be paying for transgender clothes for 13-year-old minors without parental permission. And you're going to be paying for abortions in the Northeast. This is the agreement that the Republicans reached. Well, let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Steve in Arkansas. Hi, Steve. What say you?
Todd, I want to tie together what they're doing to President Trump right now in New York and trying to take away $500 million from him and what this uncontrolled government spending means to all of us. The only way our government can cash this check they're writing that I can see, and if somebody sees something different, let me know. They're going to come take it away from us. They're going to nationalize private property, the first thing they'll go after is everybody's 401k money. But when push comes to shove, they're planning on, they're looking at our private wealth and private property as a big piggy bank that if it gets bad enough, they can rob it.
Well, and Steve, to that point, Steve, there's a report out of the New York Post about a guy who is a Venezuelan national. His name is Leonel Moreno, lives in Columbus, Ohio, and he posted a TikTok video. And it's meant for the illegals coming across the border. And he's telling the illegals how they can invade unoccupied homes. So let's say you're a landlord, right? You own a couple of properties and you've got some empty houses, and all of a sudden one day the illegals show up and they occupy that home, they can invoke squatter's rights and take over your home. And Steve, we're starting to see these reports surface around the nation now where these homeowners have an empty house. They show up at the property, and all of a sudden there's somebody else living there, and there's nothing they can do about it under the law. So to your point, this is already starting to happen.
Yeah, we talk about communism all the time. I mean, that's in the book of communism. They nationalized private property. And how long did it take them to, when Social Security was started, it was supposed to be an individual tax that was set aside just for people's retirement security. How long did it take them to shift that to the national fund and just treat it like their money?
It's a fair question, Steve. And I know there some of our fellow conservatives feel like we should not have access to that Social Security check. But let me say this. That's our money. You worked hard for that. They took it out of your paycheck. So and then they turn around and they're gonna tax that money? I don't think so. But again, you're right. They're using that money for everything else instead of what it was designated for. So, Steve, appreciate that call. Thank you for that. Let's go to Ken in Virginia. Buckshot, Ken. Hi, Ken. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, I'm just livid with all this spending. I have been for years, and I just don't understand. Anytime I contact my senators and representatives, basically I just get a form letter back saying we're working hard for you, and all they're doing is stealing from us, and it just makes me madder than hell.
Well, you should be mad, Buckshot Ken, and I mean, this is just unacceptable. The fact that all of us are hardworking Americans, we've got to balance our checkbooks, we've got to live on budgets. And then we elect Republicans who, at the very least, the bare minimum, Buckshot Ken, the bare minimum, we just ask that they show some fiscal responsibility, and they throw that out the window.
Yeah, the Republicans were supposed to be, you know, have the purse strings now, and it just seemed to kind of fall through the wind and disregard it. And, you know, from Kevin McCarthy to the current speaker, you know, I just don't understand it. You know, again, I make calls, I send emails, I feel like I have no representation anymore. And then when I get up this morning and I hear that Biden's giving away more student debt, which I thought the Supreme Court said was illegal against the Constitution, but he keeps doing it. And why isn't anyone stepping up?
They're afraid to, Ken. I mean, it really is that simple. And the headline is that Joe Biden canceled $6 billion in student loan debt. No, he didn't cancel it. You and I, Ken, are paying for all of that. So there's
how can the president get by with that when Congress is supposed to have the purse strings? I mean, it's like the president's office now is, under Biden anyway, is just throwing cash around like it's nothing.
Well, it's a fair point. I think the challenge here, Ken, is that Mike Johnson, who is a good and decent church-going man, I don't believe is up for the task. That position requires a backbone of steel, and I'm not too sure he's got the leadership chops to get us through all of this.
Yeah, I think he definitely doesn't have the gonads for it.
Nice guy. Yeah. All right. Ken, appreciate that call, and thank you for listening. So, again, folks, go over to ToddStearns.com, live show blog, and you'll be able to call the number to the White House switchboard. Your elected leaders, your representatives, your senators need to hear from you on this. And I think there are a lot of people out there that feel like, Ken, that they feel like they have, what is it, taxation without representation. But this idea that Joe Biden is going to cancel all of this debt, nearly $6 billion in federal student debt, and it's for thousands of public service workers. Well, here's the deal. If you took out loans and you can't afford it, that's your problem. That's not my problem. And if you can't pay back what you owe, go out and get another job. Get a second job. Get a third job. Get a weekend job. But do you agree here that we ought to be canceling student debt for teachers and other public service workers? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Hi, I'm Todd Stearns, and thankfully, Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls. And in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. And they need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. So call 855-417-6556 right now or go to ToddStearns.com and click on the ADF banner. With your help, I've already pledged to raise $17,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to ToddStearns.com or call 855-417-6556 to make your best offer right now. I know with your help, we can beat that goal and help make a generational difference for freedom. All right, welcome back to the show. Let's get to the phones here. Sandy in North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC. Hi, Sandy. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thanks for calling. I've been taking my call. I've been my first time caller.
Wonderful. Welcome, Sandy. What's on your mind?
You know, I am just irritated, and I just don't know what to do as a voter. My husband and I are educated voters. My kids are educated voters. We take our time to make those votes happen that follow our guidelines in our family. And both my sons, one son worked three jobs, going to school full-time, college. My other son is working full-time, going to school full-time. My husband and I work. I just don't understand. There's all this talk in the government, but nothing has ever changed. Nothing's done. How do citizens change anything? I know our vote counts, but what are we supposed to do as citizens? I don't get it.
Well, the challenge here, Sandy, is what about all of the kids who did pay back their student loans and the people that worked jobs through college? And they're the ones that are getting the short end of the stick. And how far back do you go? I mean, you know, I had to work a job or two back when I was in school. So are we going to go back to the 1980s and 90s? Are we going to cover that student debt as well? I mean, where do you draw the line?
Exactly, exactly. And my opinion is we need to go to the colleges and make it more affordable, first of all. It's ridiculous how expensive it is. But then you look at trade school people. Do they take out loans? Are their loans going to be forgiven, too, if they paid for a trade school?
And Sandy, to your point, usually trade schools, and if I'm wrong here, I'm sure someone will call in, but trade schools are pretty affordable, and they're going out and they're getting jobs, good paying jobs, so they are able to pay back those trade, you know, whatever loans they may have taken out to go to either a community college or a technical college or a trade school.
Okay. Yep. So that's just not fair to them either, because they didn't take out the loans, so why are they having to pay for other people's kids to go to school and get these degrees that aren't usable?
Yeah. So Sandy, this is a great point you're making. And again, this is really Joe Biden going out there and taking care of the base, because most of the people who are not paying back their student loans, I'm not painting with a broad brush here, but most of them are the soy boy snowflakes, the women with the magenta hair, full-figured gals that are out there screaming at people in the streets. Those are the people that do not have jobs. and refuse to get jobs. And those are the people, by and large, that we're having to foot the bill for these days. That's what it's really all about. Sandy, appreciate that call. And welcome. Always enjoy first-time callers. Let's go to Charles in North Carolina. Hi, Charles. What's on your mind?
This spending bill that you've been talking about, Todd, I have an idea, I think, that could put a lot of pressure on Congress to not pass this. First off, I think President Trump needs to come out today and tell the Republicans in Congress to not pass this bill, and that if they do, he's either going to withdraw his endorsement or he's not going to help campaign for him in the election. That's one. And two, people that have a platform, you know, whether it be somebody like you or other talk show host or radio show host, need to announce publicly Republican members, you know, the ones who vote for it, and just encourage your listeners not to donate to their campaigns anymore. That's the second thing we can do. But we've got to start doing something, because you and I've seen time after time these Republicans do nothing but talk one way and then get up there and vote another way, try to sneak stuff in legislation, and just completely let us down.
Yeah, Charles, it's a great point, and I like that idea of calling your elected leaders and saying, hey, look, if you vote for this, you're not getting a single penny, and I'm going to be campaigning against you. I like that idea, and I love this idea of Trump coming out and calling out Congress, because this is unacceptable, Charles. The idea that the Republicans would sign off on any of this and think they could just sneak it in the dark of night, come on.
Yeah, and if they pass this, Todd, they're going to be kneecapped in President Trump if he gets reelected.
Big time.
Because they're putting us deeper and deeper in debt, and we're digging such a big hole that even President Trump's not going to be able to get us out of it without some serious pain. And, Todd, I noticed that later on in your show today, I look at your lineup, you're going to have some congressmen that you're going to be interviewing. And I'm just curious to hear their thoughts if they're going to vote for this.
Well, I can tell you both of them are not. That's so we are going to have them on, and we're trying to find out anybody is on the record. I don't think they are yet. Nobody's on the record as saying they're going to support this. But my concern is Speaker Mike Johnson. And I just don't know who's advising this guy, but he is getting some very, very bad guidance.
He is, and Todd, I agree with you what you said earlier. If he brings this thing to a vote and it passes, it's time to call to vacate the chair. But but President Trump needs to come out immediately, I think, today, and come out against this, and just say, look, you do this, and you're going to do this at your own peril, because I'm not going to be with you.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, Charles, appreciate that call. Great advice. Folks, I think this is a good call. When you're calling up your elected leaders and you're telling them to vote no on the spending bill, and that's all you need to do is tell them, I want you to vote no on the spending bill, and if you vote yes, we will be funding your opponent in the elections. It's that simple. Here's Chip Roy again, talking to Steve Bannon earlier today, about an hour ago, talking about Speaker Johnson. Cut 19.
Republican leadership refuses to use leverage to fight for those things. Look, you understand deal making. Former President Trump understands deal making. You can't get everything you want. None of us would say you can. But daggummit, we should get at least something significant in the fight. We should use our leverage. And Mike Johnson blew it when he walked away from a continuing resolution that we could have extended through this year to trigger the caps that we had put in place last year, and we would have forced Democrats to the table and then leveraged this. The other thing he could have done, pass a CR today that kicks this into May, trigger Thomas Massie's 1% provision, then you force Democrats to the table and say, guys, we're not going to do any of this unless we actually secure the border. But now we're getting yet another promise. Trust me, Chip, we'll secure the border when we do a supplemental on Ukraine funding. Look, most of your audience doesn't want another dollar to go to Ukraine at all.
He's right. Do you want more money to go to Ukraine, ladies and gentlemen? Any of you folks out there believe the answer to all of this, the answer to all of our issues, is to send more money to Ukraine? By the way, the House Freedom Caucus, coming out just moments ago, no House Republicans should vote for the swamp omnibus, with these earmarks. A massive spending bill drafted in secret and dropped on us in the middle of the night is now being rushed to the House with a floor vote with less than 36 hours to review. This is just unacceptable. By the way, here we go. We're starting to get some of the details now. More than $1.8 million of your dollars being used for facilities and equipment at a hospital that performs late-term surgical and chemical abortions, now subsidized by your tax dollars, or soon to be. Another $650,000 for a New Hampshire organization that provides late-term abortions. $400,000 for the Garden State Equality Education Fund in New Jersey. That's helping minors with transition genders promote biological boys playing girls in sports and using the same bathrooms. $400,000 for gender-affirming clothing for young teenagers. $156,000 for the Hartford Gay and Lesbian Health Collective. Nearly $1 million for gay senior housing in Massachusetts. They're literally building, at taxpayer expense, a gay-only senior community in Boston. $2 million for a family health care center in Oregon that does gender-affirming hormone therapy for kids and adults. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your Speaker of the House. He signed off on this. 901-260-5926. Let's go to Jim in Lakeland, Tennessee. Jim, I understand that you want to weigh in on the trade schools.
Yes, I do, because my son is a lineman. He's been with a local utility here since he was 18. He's 47 years old right now, and he can retire.
And how old is he? He's 47?
He's 47, and he can retire. He's got enough money in the pension and everything to retire for the rest of his life if he wants to. But they just paid him some extra money to stay on for 3 years, and there's a big – and they train right out here at Southwest if you can get into class, and it is one career you will not believe how great the benefits are and everything else.
Jim, was that a difficult decision for your son to make, to go to a trade school as opposed to go to college?
He turned down a scholarship to go to Alabama to play football. I was a single parent, and he come to me, and he said, I like being outside, I like working with electricity and stuff, and I told him to go talk to a friend of mine that was a lineman, and that guy invited him out to watch him, and he come home at night at 18 years old and said, that's what I wanted to do. And he went and took two climbing classes out here at Southwest, and the MLG&W instructors teach right there. And he got hired on, and the rest is history.
You see, there you go, Jim. And a lot of kids may not even be aware those kinds of jobs even exist. So it's worth an opportunity for these kids to go to the local community colleges, go to the local trade schools, and see what kind of opportunities are out there. And to your point, not everybody wants to sit behind a desk all day. Some folks are like your son there, Jim.
Well, let me say this also. You had to pay to take the climbing classes because they teach you how to use the tools and stuff. And you pay just two semesters of that, and you have to buy your climbing gear. But other than that, that's all you got to do.
Is that it? So he finished school, he's debt-free, and living the good life.
He's living the good life. He's got a family. His wife don't have to work if she don't want to. But he can do what he wants to. And as I say, he's 47. He can retire right now.
How about that? Jim, appreciate that call. And folks, you may have a kid just like Jim's who says, you know what, I don't want to go to college. Want to do something else. And now this kid made one of the smartest decisions in his life, retired at 47 years old, and he was able to pay off his college, his student loans, the trade school loans. Let's go to Georgia. Joe, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going? Good evening. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
Yes, I'd just like to say that this spending bill, this country's gotten so far away from principles, values, and God. It's unbelievable that these people are okay with killing babies that didn't have to be here, for one. And the majority of women that are out here getting abortions are good time Charlies. Oh, no, whoops type of deals. There's a very small percentage of people that actually have to have an abortion because of health reasons. And it's unbelievable how far our country's got. On top of kids being confused to what gender they want to be, if they had parents like mine, my daddy would tell you real quick what kind of gender you are. And we've gotten away from discipline. We've gotten away from a lot of things that this country needs and was great at years ago, and we've come so far away from that. And to also piggyback on the trade school's awesome. You know, these kids just don't want to work nowadays. You know, it's unbelievable how much money you can make off learning a trade and being good at that trade. And if you live in a state like mine, Georgia will pay for you to go to tech school, and you don't have to pay a dime back. You know, because you're a large contributor to the economy. And I think our education keeps telling you, the public school system keeps telling you, a four-year degree is what you need. And I'm going to tell you, man, a couple semesters at trade school, you can make more than someone with a four-year degree in a heartbeat. And we got a long way to go before this country gets better. I hope we get Trump back in there.
Yes, sir. Joe, appreciate that call, and appreciate you listening to WDUN there in Georgia. Folks, let me say this before we go to break here. This is an important moment because this could very well impact voter turnout in the presidential election. And what the House of Representatives and the Senate are doing here is going to hamstring President Trump. I'm going through, and we've got more intel coming in here as we go through this spending bill. Brace yourself. $845,000 for an LGBT group in Colorado. I mean, we're spending millions. This thing is loaded with millions of dollars in gay spending. And the $845,000 is going to be used to host gay garden parties and art shows. $845,000. Well, Todd, how dare you? You intolerant man, you. Who do you think you are? Are you telling me that the good gay people of Colorado should not have pansies? Is that what you're saying? We deserve our pansies. $845,000. Seems to me if you're gay and you love pansies, go out and buy some down at the local garden shop. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for your continued support. And to thank you, they have an overstock clearance sale right now for the best prices ever when you use the promo code STARNS, and you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0 and the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived. Won't last long, folks. Get a six-pack towel set for only $29.98 and take advantage of the free shipping on larger items like mattresses and mattress toppers, 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels. They absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, so much more. To get the best offers ever, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and get free shipping on your entire order while supplies last. Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved, is my new book, and it's selling like hotcakes, and we're excited about that. Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? I want you to get a copy today. Go to Amazon, ToddStearns.com. Now, if you go to ToddStearns.com, you're going to notice a couple of things. First of all, our book is cheaper. We're giving you guys a discount. And second, I am going to be signing, autographing, personalizing all of those books. So if you want a personalized copy, go to ToddStearns.com. Otherwise, go to Amazon. You can also get the Kindle version. So, and also, there is an audio version of the book that'll be coming out very soon. Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? All right, let's go to Tom in Georgia. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. You know, I was always perplexed how come the Republicans didn't support Trump when he was president. And I think that the Republicans are all part of the swamp. They're just camouflaged.
Tom, what do you propose we do about that?
I'm not sure. I think that President Trump tried to clean the swamp when he was the president, and he found it very difficult. I don't know. Obviously, we need to vote him out.
Yes, we do, Tom. I would encourage you, and Tom, we're coming up on the top of the hour break here, but thank you for calling. Thanks for listening to WDUN. And by the way, that's one of the reasons why you folks, we have so many listeners in Gainesville, Georgia. So I suspect you guys may have some trouble finding the book at the bookstores there. But just call and before you go down there. All right. Hang tight, everybody. I'm going to continue this thought in the next hour. Congressman Tim Burchett is going to be here. We're going to find out how he's voting on this. Congressman Ralph Norman joins us as well. Your calls. 901-260-5926 is our number. And don't forget, go to Amazon, get a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming. Can America Be Saved? We'll be right back.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's it. American
Ride. Todd Starnes.
All right. Wow. I thought I had a little break in between the last hour and this hour. Normally I go downstairs in our palatial news bunker, but I was greeted with a stack of books and autographing copies of Twilight's Last Gleaming. So a lot of you folks ordering online, and I'm personally signing all of those books, by the way. So can't wait for you to get your autographed copy, but you can get one right now at toddstarnes.com. Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Doing incredibly well, and we appreciate President Trump endorsing the new book project. Dylan, I'm getting some hate mail, and I'm shocked. During the break, someone said, "How dare you? You mean, homophobic, heterosexual breeder. How dare you? How dare you equate pansies to the LGBT movement?" I did nothing of the sort, Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for you to confirm that I did nothing.
No, you did nothing. You did nothing.
No, of course I did nothing. I was simply pointing out that in the new spending bill put forward by the House Republican leadership, there is $845,000 designated for gay garden parties.
Everybody knows we need that.
We do, right? And I mean, why? So, and pansies are traditionally part of gardens.
Yeah, exactly.
And apple teenies. Mm-hmm. Well, all right. I don't judge here. I'm just saying. All right. Welcome back to the show, folks. Call your elected leaders right now. We have all the information up on our website, toddstarnes.com. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Oh, first of all, tell them to vote no on this spending bill. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman Tim Burchett from Tennessee, District 2. Congressman, we sort of knew what was coming, but were you surprised when you got the email? Or how did they alert you guys at 2 o'clock in the morning that this is coming down?
Usually they send it to us telepathically. Just kidding. No, I don't know. They just send it out, and then our communications folks get a hold of it. And generally, you all are probably more in tune to it than a lot of folks, and we hear from your listeners and folks like yourself.
Yeah, it's this one is a doozy, Congressman, and it's a head scratcher, and I'm wondering. What compelled House leadership, Republican leadership, to even remotely think this was a good idea?
I don't know. They've got a lot of carryovers from the last leadership group, about half of them from what I understand. So, and the way this usually goes is the way legislation goes up here. some lobbyist speaks to some staffer, and then some staffer puts it in the bill, and leadership generally never knows those minute details. I mean, when you're talking minute details, you're talking hundreds of millions of dollars. But, you know, when you're talking multi-billion dollar legislation, that's what ends up happening. And the problem is, Todd, as you know, we've got to go to single spending budget bills. Yeah, we'll be here all night, but if it's worth it, you know, just call up. That's what we used to do in Tennessee. That's why Tennessee's a balanced budget state. When I was in the legislature, I chaired the black hole committee, and I think I did away with like $1 billion in the past. It took 2 or 3 weeks to have the committee. I did it in 6 or 7 hours. You know, you just call the bill up, ask for a motion. If there's no motion on the committee, then there's no reason to hear it. And then you just go down the list. And then everything has to be justified. That's how you're not promoting transgender awareness in Central America and things like that.
So, or gay garden parties in Colorado, for that matter. Yeah. It's just shocking, the numbers, and it's just millions of dollars that is just now being uncovered, that's being designated, millions of American taxpayer dollars, for a lot of LGBT-related organizations. And again, we're in a crisis here in the country. And, you know, I mean, if we had all this extra money, okay, well, we could think about it. But, I mean, we don't have this money to spend.
We don't have it. I mean, we got $27 billion increase for defense. And they haven't passed an audit in the history of audits. And, that kind of stuff is just outrageous. And they, you know, we're in this war in Ukraine, and they're telling us, well, it's great for our economy because over half the money is coming back to this country because we're buying armaments, you know, like as if that's an economic plus. You know, it's just not. You split the money down the half, down the middle, and you buy guns with half of it, and the other half you just throw away, I guess. So, you know, we're in a bad situation. This is why these elections are so important. And this is why too, Todd, when people say, well, you know, they get all excited. We elected Ronald Reagan. And guess what? We didn't control the legislative body. We elected Donald Trump. Same. At one time, we had all three branches, and then we threw it all away by spending more money. And, you know, we've got to have some accountability, and people need to start asking their congressmen. They're elected every 2 years, and we need to start forcing votes on this stuff because what will happen is what happens every time. They run home to their Lincoln Day dinners or Reagan Day dinners, whatever, and they throw the red meat out. Oh, this, you know, this, those evil Democrats. And then they come up here and wink and nod, and they load up the cart. And that's what they do every dadgum time. And that's why we're $35 trillion in debt, because we don't have the guts to call this stuff out.
I want to read this to you. This is from the House Freedom Caucus just a few moments ago. $1.2 trillion, 216,000 words. The swamp omnibus spends $5.5 million for every word 32 hours before the vote. That's 112 words a minute just to finish reading before the vote. That's signing off on over $600 million per minute. Is Nancy Pelosi in charge? Your reaction to that?
I would say that the left, the uniparty, is in charge. The ones that don't, they're not Democrats, they're not Republicans. They don't care about the color. They don't care about black or white folks. All they care about is green, and that's the color of money, and that's all they care about, getting their special projects funded and continue on this disastrous path. You know, we've, again, we don't do anything about no money for a border wall, and you just go down the list, and we can't continue as a nation doing this. Look, the people that are orchestrating this down deep, they're Marxists. They want to destroy everything we got in this country, and they're doing a pretty darn good job of it. And they're not taking it, Todd. We're giving it to them. When 20 million so-called conservatives decide to stay home on Election Day, this is what happens. And it happens because we, like I said, we might elect a president. We might elect Trump this time. But guess what? They're going to stay home on you. Go down the ballot, and it's like a Christmas tree, a reverse Christmas tree. It just less and less voter participation, and especially on these local races where it's very important.
Yeah. All right. So, Congressman, what do you recommend our listening audience do between now and you guys are going to be? Oh, let me stop you there for a second. I thought it was 72 hours. There was a 72-hour rule. What happened to that?
Yeah. They suspended the rules, of course. That's what they do every time.
And by they, every just time. A reminder here, your guys are in charge. Your party's in charge.
Allegedly. But, you know, we're a rudderless ship. Where is our national party people saying this is out of control? This is all grassroots. And, you know, they don't have to call me. I already know it. I've never voted for one of these things since I've been here. But where is our party leadership? Mm. It's non-existent.
That's shocking, but not terribly surprising. Congressman?
I've never met our national party chairman. I've been here 6 years. Now we got a new one. I doubt I'll meet them as well.
Mm. Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Appreciate you, and let's hope that wise heads prevail today and tomorrow.
Thank you, God. Keep putting the truth out there, brother. People listen.
Will do.
People
All
are
right.
listening.
All right.
Thank you.
Congressman Tim Burchett, everybody, from East Tennessee. And, man, he sounds a little down in the dumps, and you don't want to go Eeyore, but geez aloo. And again, I have nothing against gay garden parties at all. And if the good people of Colorado, if the gays of Colorado want to host a garden party, then I say have at it. It's America. Just you've got to spend your own money to buy the pansies and cosmopolitans. That's all I'm saying. All right, folks, here's the deal. We have on the live show blog the telephone number to the U.S. Capitol switchboard. All you have to do is go to our website. You'll be able to access it there. Call your elected leaders. Give them a piece of your mind on this, and then give us a call back. Or maybe you believe that we ought to be funding at taxpayer expense gay garden parties and clothing that helps little children tuck their wee-wees. Give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Also, in the break, head over to toddstarns.com. You can get an autographed copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? My brand-new book, also available in bookstores across America. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. So very happy to have you with us today. And thank you for celebrating with us as we continue book launch week here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Tomorrow night, heading over to Nashville for a taping of Mike Huckabee's TV show, which you'll be able to watch Saturday and Sunday on Newsmax and the Trinity Broadcasting Network. And then Saturday morning, I'll be speaking at a breakfast sponsored by Americans for Prosperity. So a lot of fun. And then back to Memphis Saturday afternoon. And the reason why, there is a big event I want to tell you about, and you're going to want to bring your family to this. It is the Mid-America Passion Play. Folks, if you have not seen this live production of the crucifixion and the resurrection of Christ, you do not know what you are missing. It is not Easter without the Mid-America Passion Play. It is a family-friendly event, and the tickets are so incredibly inexpensive. It's really remarkable when you consider all the quality of the production, and it really is an incredible production. We're talking about $5. $5 per ticket. So if you would like to go to the Mid-America Passion Play, there will be performances through the weekend and then next weekend as well. All you have to do is go to midamericapassionplay.org. That's midamericapassionplay.org, and you'll be able to get tickets. More than likely, you will see me there later on this weekend. All right, let's get to the phones. Go to Mark in Maine, WLOB. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind?
Todd, I'm very frustrated. We work very hard to get Republicans elected. We work very hard to get Republicans in the majority, and we have that in the House. And then we have a congressman appear on your show saying, well, people didn't show up, and this is what happened. He might want to take a look at the numbers. We don't have much of a majority, but we have the majority. This does not have to move forward.
the Speaker can say, we're not going to push it. We're not going to even bring it to the floor because this deal is bad. But he's going to sit and say, well, you guys didn't show up. I might as well just say, screw it. I'm not going to do anything else. I'll vote Democrat, liberal, all the way down the line. Let this thing blow up and then see where we are.
Mark, I don't think he was blaming the American people, but again, he's been a consistent no vote on the spending bills because it's just outrageous. We don't have the money. We don't have the money for these luxuries like gay garden parties or the even more disgusting things, the funding of late term abortions. My question to you, though, would be, what about Speaker Johnson? I mean, he's the guy that negotiated all of this.
Well, that's my point. We have the majority, and they put him into this spot. They put him into this position.
It's true.
He's capitulating to the spending without even worry about the biggest issue that we have, and that's the border.
Which, by the way, Mark, this legislation, hey, Mark, hold on, that spending bill does nothing to secure the border.
And that's the point exactly. But your guest made a comment saying, this is what happens when people don't show up to vote.
Mark?
That's what he said. Play the tape.
All right, Mark. Well, I appreciate the call. And again, folks, I mean, in some cases, that may be true. But ultimately, this is not on the voters. And if Burchett said that, I mean, well, then he was wrong. Because at the end of the day, they're the ones that have to cast the votes, and they need to hear from you. And I would urge you to call them, and you can do that by going to our website, toddstearns.com. All right, let's go to John in Kentucky. Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Hey there, Mr. Stearns. Good talking to you. First of all, that caller, I respectfully disagree. He did say 20 million American voters stayed home on Election Day.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. So this falls also directly at the feet of the American people. Also, the local level of the Republican Party, they're about as good as a pimple on a bull's backside. I lived in Ohio. I reached out to the local, when I was in Ohio, I reached out to the local Republican Party. They never returned my call. And I can tell you how many times I called. And then out here in Kentucky, I called the local Republican Party. They never returned my calls. I called them like five different times. They never returned my calls. And then I left a message at the state level, and they never returned my calls. The only time they reach out to you is when they send you emails or texts asking for money. And I finally said, you know what? The heck with you. I'm not going to support the party. I do support because I vote. But, it's frustrating. I can understand that caller's frustration. When Corona Rona left, Rona McDaniel, I thought maybe things are going to get a little bit better because Laura Trump and her assistant are going to kick some tail. But even then, at the local level, I sincerely believe with all my heart and soul now, they don't care about the voice of the people that are voting, and I can understand their frustration. And the other thing I could say, Todd, is thank God for talk host shows like yours. The great Sebastian Gorka and Sean Hannity, because if you guys weren't there, like Governor Kemp, he's never returned a call since he's backstabbed you. So it just gets frustrating, Todd. And I'll hang up and listen for your response. God bless you, Todd.
John, God bless you as well, sir. And thank you for those kind words. Look, we're here to fight, I don't want to make Speaker Johnson angry. I don't want to disparage the man. The reality, though, is he was selected and elected to do a job, to lead the Republicans. And there's a dig, geez, Lou, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but all right, here we go. That man is the House Speaker. He is not the House Pastor. And there's a difference. There is a difference. And I have no doubt that he would make a great pastor. The question is, can he be a great political leader? Maybe he can, but so far he has failed every single test. Every single one. All right, hang tight. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Twilight's Last Gleaming. Can America Be Saved? Get a copy right now. All right, good to have you with us. Coming up, we're going to be jumping into the riots at the University of Memphis last night, and Kyle Rittenhouse invited to speak. He was a guest of Turning Point USA. Just unbelievable what went down. And one of my reporters was boots on the ground in the middle of all of that. So hang tight. We're going to be getting to that story. And I want to hear from any of our Memphis listeners who were caught up in that nonsense. But right now, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman Ralph Norman from South Carolina's 5th Congressional District joins us. The congressman also attending our big book launch party there in Washington, D.C. for Twilight's Last Gleaming. Congressman, first, welcome to the show. And second, thanks for coming to the shindig.
Well, great to be with you, Todd. And I'm starting on your book. And I really, it was great. Ceremony, if you want to call it that, a gathering. I appreciate you writing the book, and it'll make a difference in a lot of lives that when people read it. So thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, let's get right to it. We've got so much going on, and I know you're pretty aggravated by what happened. This big spending bill drops in the middle of the night. House Freedom Caucus put out a tweet a few minutes ago. They want to know if Nancy Pelosi is still running the House of Representatives.
Well, what's so frustrating, Todd, we met with Mike Johnson, and I've defended him. I like him. And to his credit, he came and he listened. But look, to get 1,000 pages of $1.2 trillion in new spending to not even abide by the 72-hour rule that is in place to give us basically 24 hours to read the 1,000 pages to see – I mean, the earmarks, a billion more for climate and energy resiliency. Explain that to me. Or, $1.8 million for environmental studies in Nevada or for a health equity zone. I mean, it's we had $12 billion in the last six appropriation bills that were passed. And, you know, the insanity's got to stop somewhere. He crossed the line with this. And he listened. He never did make a commitment, so he did not go back on his commitment. But, you know, you might as well be letting Nancy Pelosi, as you mentioned. Yes, she, Schumer. It's not right. The country does not deserve this. And for your listeners, you mentioned about the Rittenhouse, the riot that occurred. I was at a 8 o'clock meeting this morning with the reporter who had the news on the death of the Russian, I guess, rival to Putin and his killing. He had all the background. And what was chilling is he said, well, one, his life's in danger, but secondly, that Russia has openly said the war is now on with America without morals. Russia never had morals, but that's chilling enough. But when I asked the question, how is it going to take place? He said they will be arming gangs all across this country to disrupt every facet of our lives. What you saw with Rittenhouse, whether it's directly tied to Russia, it's here. The fight is on our soil. And for anything to pass without legitimate border control is total insanity.
And a congressman, especially now that you have the Obama appointed federal judge who said that the illegals, the young men of military age, are now able to own firearms and buy firearms in America.
Well, the driver's licenses, they in a hearing, they're doing this two reasons. Well, the overall reason is power, but they're including illegals in the census tracts that occur every 10 years. So it's we're under assault, and we've got, you know, over 100,000 Chinese nationals, armed men who are getting funded and getting guns. And the war is now here. And if we can bury our hands in the sand, but we got to fight. And we got to call attention to it. And there is no reason that we're doing what we're doing tomorrow. And no reason that we're not shutting the government down unless Biden has metrics to shut the border down.
So in February, as Congressman Andy Ogles just wrote on Twitter, now known as X, In February, Republicans were shouting, let's impeach Mayorkas. In March, they're shouting, let's give Mayorkas an 8% pay increase, his office. This is unbelievable. And also, there is now funding for the FBI building of $200 million for a new headquarters for the FBI.
Well, and the most one of the real earth-shattering things is we had taken out funding for the World Health Organization. They are on a fast track to vote to include the United States, which would be under the total domination of Tetris on another outbreak of a biological warfare like COVID was. It's just so many things happening up here that it really is alarming. In America, we either wake up and change course or we're going to lose our country.
Congressman, I'm curious about Speaker Johnson. If this thing goes through, will there be a call to vacate the chair?
I think it will be, yes. I don't know that. I've hesitated because Mike's a moral guy. He will not lie to you. There's no secret deals that Kevin McCarthy had on a regular every year. He had deals we didn't even know about. He'd put out a top line number for the budget, and then all these side deals under emergency funding, which is just downright dishonest. He's not doing that, but Todd, he's got to get some fight, and he's got to stand up to somebody somewhere. And I don't know. I just don't see it, and that's what's so frustrating.
Congressman Ralph Norman on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and again, this is all going to happen here within about 36 hours? You guys aren't even getting the 72 hours to try to read through this.
Even if you're a speed reader, tell me how you can decipher 1,000 pages with footnotes. And I ask your listeners, would you buy a car? Would you even buy a riding lawnmower with a 1,000-page document that you don't know what's in it, what's covered, what's not? And we've already had $12 billion with a B in earmarks on the first tranche of bills. Appropriations now, they say that's dwarfs that. So it's a bankruptcy of our country, and it's intentionally done, just like the border. This is intentionally being done by a rogue administration.
Just shocking. And as we continue to go through this, it's just shocking. The funding, millions of dollars for late-term abortion, a lot of LGBT organizations. And, you know, when it comes to that and funding, and we were highlighting the $845,000 for the gay garden parties out in Colorado, that's very nice, I'm sure. I'm sure it would be a lovely event. But the reality is, Congressman, we can't afford it right now. That's a luxury. We can't afford that.
No, and that's not the half of it. I mean, $1 million for, gay advocacy in New York, $700,000. Get this, for LBQ organization in Seattle, or an organization, whatever that means, a hospital of 1.8 in Rhode Island that does abortions up to 22 weeks. My grandchild was born 24 weeks. They'll kill a perfectly human, healthy human being. It's evil. I don't know any other way to describe what's going on in America today than evil. But the good news is I was tickled that in Texas they elected a conservative that beat a lot of rhinos to win. And his name was Michael Burgess, who was retiring. But Brandon Gill put out a real upset. And I just hope we can have real conservatives that come up and serve, because you can't play nice with these people. You just have to say no and try to get them out of office.
Well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. We'll be monitoring developments closely, and let us know if you have any updates on what we're going to be footing the bill for in this nonsense.
We will do it, and thank you again for your book. It's a tremendous treasure.
Thank you very much, Congressman. Congressman Ralph Norman, everybody, from South Carolina's 5th Congressional District. It was great. He's a fun guy, and he's a loyal guy. You know, he backed Nikki Haley, but he's a Trump guy, but there was a previous relationship there, friendship. And you like those kinds of people. There's not a lot of loyalty these days up on Capitol Hill. But Ralph Norman's a straight shooter. And you just heard it, breaking some news here. There will probably be a call to vacate the chair if the spending bill is passed. Do you believe that is the right call to make here? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, our friends over at Newsmax, wow, they are still going at it with the presidential poll, and they want to know where you stand on the vice presidency. Who do you think Donald Trump should pick as his running mate? You know, a lot of names are being floated around out there, and so Newsmax wants to know where you stand on that particular issue. And we're going to be talking about that in just a little while. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Let's go to the phone lines. Robin, Indiana, watching us on Rumble. Hi, Robin. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Todd. I haven't talked to you in a while. I wanted to address what Mark was bringing up about Representative or Congressman Burchett. This is not the first time he's been on your show, and he sounds like dejected and blames us for not voting. And I can tell you that I work my area. I'm an inspector during elections in my area, and we worked very hard in 2020. And we watched it get stolen. I'm not going to sit here and make a big deal of it, but when you're watching the news and you're watching the count go backwards, when you know that Trump had so many points, so, you know, miss me with that kind of gaslighting from the fake media. But we don't need people like Congressman Burchett coming out here when we're trying to rally up people in the grassroots to at least give Trump a chance, give the Republicans a chance, and then he comes on here and he says his sad sack stuff, blaming us. We're not in Congress. We put you in Congress to do the right job, so quit blaming us.
I think the guy, I hear exactly what you're saying, Robin, and it does kind of bother me. He sounds dejected. And I guess if you've been up there and you keep getting, you know, pounded vote after vote after vote by your own party, I can understand where there would be dejection, but I don't need dejection. I need righteous indignation right now. And we've got to get fired up, and that's the point of the program. We got to call, and we've got to demand that these Republicans do what they told us they were going to do. And if they don't, then vote Mike Johnson's butt right out of the House Speaker chair. I mean, it really is that simple. Nice guy, lousy leader.
I couldn't agree more. And unfortunately, I'm stuck with Todd Young here in Indiana.
Oh, geez.
He had Mike Braun. Mike Braun was good, and he's got a good shot at being the governor. But the other problem is we get these people in, and it's kind of the same thing. You send a message or you email them, and they tell you, oh, thanks for your input. They don't care what we have to say. And I'm sick and tired of it. And I really don't know what the remedy is except to continue to go out here in the grassroots and start registering and taking people to the polls. That's what we're trying to do. But I don't appreciate the kind of blaming the voters and stuff. It is not our fault.
Well, it sort of kind of is, Robin. I mean, look, if only 20% of people are going out and voting, that's a problem. And that is a voter problem. But we've got enough conservatives on Capitol Hill right now. The Republicans control the House of Representatives, so there should not be an issue. But again, I hear you, and we will do our best to stay focused on this, Robin. But not only should we be calling, by the way, not only should you be calling Congress on Capitol Hill, you need to be calling the district offices. And better yet, you need to go by your district office and drop by in person and say, hey, this means a lot to me. I don't want my elected leader, my elected representative, voting for this outrageous spending bill. Robin, good thoughts. You lit a fire under us. I like it. All right, let's go to Georgia. Fafo from WDUN, what's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. Todd, I'm kind of hot, too. I'm I think our country's ill, and we're talking about conservative principles, and you mentioned conservatives just then. I think they either ignore or forget their conservative principles because we happen to be independent-minded. But here's what I got for them. Anytime there's a bill that comes up to be voted on, they take the pill. And the pill is recognize personal freedom. Does this bill infringe on anybody's personal freedom, paying for student loan debt, paying for reparations and things? Then it's a no. Individual responsibility. Do these giveaways create any dependence on the government? Then it's a no. Lower taxes. Is this going to increase taxes? No. Less government. Is this going to increase the size of our government power and dominance? Then no. And I think our conservatives need to take the pill to sit there and remind them of their conservative principles before they go in there and vote on these bills.
I'm telling you, Fafo, I look at our party, and we've got a problem. We don't have enough toxic masculinity in our party right now. Unfortunately, we've got, and women, I mean no disrespect, but women, you're doing good. But we got a bunch of male Republican congressmen that are acting like women. Be a man, man. Come on, stand up. Stand up for something.
I'm no doctor, but I'm with you, Todd. Maybe me and you need to give blood transfusions to some of them people up there.
I'll tell you what, Fafo, it kills me. You know, we're sitting here in the trenches every single day, and we're fighting for conservative principles every single day. And then they pull nonsense like this, and it frustrates and angers people. But more importantly and more concerning is it will disenfranchise voters. And people will be staying home. So we had a caller earlier today, and I think this is a brilliant strategy. Donald Trump ought to hold a press conference right now at Mar-a-Lago, and he ought to come out and denounce the spending bill and say any Republican who votes for this thing, he will personally campaign against, because this will undermine his Wait a second, ladies and gentlemen. Wait just one moment. Maybe there is another reason why all of this is happening. Maybe the real reason is that it will undermine and sabotage Donald John Trump's reelection campaigns. Maybe, just maybe, that is the real reason here. Because there's no way, and Fafo, thanks for the call, there's no way somebody like Mike Johnson, good conservative man, could support late-term abortion unless Mike Johnson's not in charge. So maybe, just maybe, this is an effort by the deep state, by the establishment Republicans, to sabotage Donald Trump and to sabotage the Republican reelection efforts in the fall. Because I'm telling you right now, this thing goes through, ladies and gentlemen, the Republicans could end up losing big time. All right, we're going to take your calls on this. Maybe this is all about stopping Trump. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. This is Hour 3, and that is audio compiled by Ben Dieter, the morning show host at KWAM, the News Talk radio station in Memphis, Tennessee. And Ben was on assignment last night at the University of Memphis, where it sure did look like a riot to me. That was chaos, where you had a Turning Point USA chapter hosting Kyle Rittenhouse, and you had this rent-a-mob that showed up and tried to shut everything down. This was a violent mob. They disrupted the speech. They chased conservative students. They chased conservative community members, literally off of the university property. This is a taxpayer-funded university, the University of Memphis. They were screaming at one of the TPUSA organizers, a very kind young lady, and they were screaming to kill her and to get her. They were literally, she was running for her life last night in Memphis, Tennessee. Cut number 9. Kill her. That's what they're saying. Kill her. Get her. Get her. Now, fortunately, most of the protesters are overweight. They're slobs. And, you know, they're the typical type, right? They've got the magenta hair, Mexican man shoes, no boyfriends, mostly female crowd, all slobs in these ill-fitted T-shirts. So fortunately, the TPUSA people are very athletic. They take care of themselves and their bodies, and they were able to escape from the mob. It was an overwhelmingly, according to local media reports, black students on campus. It was the Black Student Union. You had Black Lives Matter there, and they were trying to shut down this event. You had people online cheering them on. And, you know, it's interesting. You've got the whenever there's like a big terrorist attack, you know, the Islamic radicals, the Muslims. And whenever that you've got the Muslim leaders, and they're the ones that are they're giving instructions to the young people. And they'll tell the young people, all right, you got to tie a bomb to yourself and go out and blow yourself up in a street. Right. Meanwhile, they're sitting back in their beautiful mansions and they're drinking, I don't know, whatever they drink, fruit juice, maybe apple teenies, I don't know. And they're living the good life. And the same thing is happening in Memphis, where you have these big, fat, slovenly people that are these radical activists, and they're sitting behind their keyboards, and they're encouraging all of these activists to go out there and cause mayhem. Now, I want to say something very clear here. I'm not a big fan of Kyle Rittenhouse. Quite frankly, I think the conservative movement did him a disservice when, after all of this was over, he was not provided with counseling that surely he needed. He was not provided with perhaps a path forward that would include college and all of this. Instead, they put him out on the lecture circuit. But you know what? That's my opinion. And I'm welcome to have an opinion about it. You may disagree with that, and that's okay. So for me, this wasn't about Kyle Rittenhouse. And we're getting attacked. Our radio station has gotten death threats. We have been threatened verbally and also on social media. And that's fine. That comes with the territory. I'm not complaining about that. And we know how to take care of ourselves here. So that's not an issue. But a lot of people are saying, oh, well, Stearns is just a big Kyle Rittenhouse fan. That's simply not true. It's just not true. But it seems to me that conservative kids ought to have the same rights as everybody else. Now, maybe I'm off here, but I feel like that the Turning Point USA students should have had the same rights afforded every liberal group on campus. As a matter of fact, just last week, the liberal groups were actually meeting and holding meetings on how to address Kyle Rittenhouse being on campus. Why? He'd be a racist. That Kyle Rittenhouse, he'd be a racist. He'd go out there killing black folk. That's what he be doing. No, that's not what he be doing. Kyle Rittenhouse, going back to Kenosha, and I'm not going to go through all of this again, but Kyle Rittenhouse was in Kenosha. He was defending a minority-owned business. That'd be a peaceful Black Lives Matter protest. Who you be thinking? Who he is? I'm just telling you. These are the facts. He was defending a minority-owned business from a violent mob of Black Lives Matter activists. They were burning down buildings. They were pillaging and plundering and looting businesses, by and large, all owned by minorities. And when the mob turned on Kyle, he opened fire, and three people were killed. Two people were killed, my apologies. Three people were shot. And they were white. And even though those are the facts, the adjudicated facts, he's guilty, 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 he's a guilty, he's a murderer. No, no, actually, he's not. He's not. I'm sorry, Black Lives Matter, but he's not. And by and large, the protesters that we saw yesterday, if in fact they are college students, I have no idea if they are. But if so, then we need to have a long conversation about what kind of an education those kids are getting at the University of Memphis, because many of the people that were shouting and cursing, doing unimaginable things, spitting on conservatives, spitting. There was a middle-aged conservative woman in her car. They were beating on the car. I mean, really? This is terrorism. They were literally trying to terrorize. It's the textbook definition. You can look it up. They were literally trying to terrorize the conservative students at the University of Memphis. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. So thousands of people actually signed up to attend this event. Thousands. Just hours before the event, the university stepped in and said, oh, we don't think you allowed enough black people to attend. I serious as a heart attack here, folks. So you know what they did? They revoked every single person's ticket. Every single person. They sold out crowd, right? Sold out crowd. So then they came back and said, here's the deal. We're going to reissue tickets on our website, the university website, and it will be equitable. Well, our understanding is that they tipped off all of the radical activist groups on campus what was going to happen. And so as soon as they started to reissue tickets, all of them were snatched up. Charlie Kirk is furious, and rightfully so, and he had a lot to say about this. He says, we have gathered credible information that the school administrators leaked the new ticketing information to protester groups so they could reserve large numbers. They wanted to shut out the conservative kids. And you know how they know that? Because the universe says, that's not true. You're just lying. You're fabricating KWAM. That's not true. You know how we know it is true? This is brilliant. Turns out that Turning Point USA has a mole inside the university that's leaking them all of this information. It's a brilliant strategy. The school has gone to incredible lengths to hamstring the event. They forced them to change the ticketing system. Protesters were tipped off in advance. The chapter president, get this, has been doxed with his number and address published on social media, and the campus police and the school administrator, they just shrugged their shoulders. What do you want us to do about it? You know, the kids, they're just kids being kids. What's a rock through the window? That's what they're doing. The school has allowed into the event the student that doxed the chapter president, knowing that was the person responsible. Well, what are we going to do? It's a free country. You know, he was just burning a cross on the front lawn. What do you want us to do? There you go. That's what happened at the University of Memphis. There were people that were on campus for a Bible study, and they came under attack. Fortunately, nobody got hurt. People getting ambushed all over campus, right here in Memphis, Tennessee. The mainstream media, all, I wouldn't say all, 90% of the media coverage, unfair, unbalanced. There's another radio station in town. They have big dollar contracts with the university. Guess what story they chose not to cover this week? What does that tell you? there are people online, and by the way, we're actually a partner with the University of Memphis, the football program, the basketball program on the radio station I own, because we want to be good community members. There are people out there saying that the university ought to sever ties with us. Well, that's their right to do. But you know what? We give them better coverage than the people they pay to give them coverage. Go figure. So if they want to do that, that's up to them. But here's the whole point of this. There was also an event at the University of Pittsburgh last night. Same thing happened. The whole point of this is to silence free speech in America. The point of last night at the University of Memphis, you had these radical activists. There is a woman running to be the General Sessions court clerk. Big Tammy Sawyer is her name. She was one of those keyboard warriorettes, lady warriors. She was pounding away on the keyboard, fomenting the rent-a-mob. Does that woman really deserve to be in an elected office? Because here's the message they were sending last night to conservative students. And, you know, these kids were terrified, terrified. And you would be, too, if you were being chased by this fomenting mob. They looked like they had rabies. They were foaming at the mouth, this mob. And they were screaming, kill him, get him. Okay, here's my question. All right, let's just say they were able to get a hold of the TPUSA organizer. What were they going to do then? Were they literally going to kill? Oh, it was just metaphorical. We were going to kill her spirit. A lot of transgender flags flying last night, too. I don't know what that's all about. Well, again, I told you, magenta-haired crowd. But here's the bottom line, and this is what happened last night. That was a warning to conservatives in Memphis, Tennessee, that this is a majority Democrat city, and it is controlled by a certain demographic of the population. And if you are a conservative, and if you are white, race is a big part of this. If you are a conservative, and let's get real, I don't think Kyle Rittenhouse is a conservative. I think he's probably a populist. But if you're a conservative and you're white and you want to have a meeting, you want to have a gathering, there's going to be hell to pay in Memphis, Tennessee. That's the message last night. They want those kids to see the images of, and we've got them over on our, if you go to KWAM Radio and go to the Twitter feed, Ben Dieter's done an amazing job of documenting what happened last night. Could you imagine being a 17, 18-year-old kid and walking onto a University of Memphis campus and realizing, holy crap, not only am I not welcome here as a conservative, but the university will not have my back. So we're calling for a state investigation of the University of Memphis over this, and we want to know who was it at the university level that targeted these conservative kids. We want to know who those people are. And if the university is not going to protect the free speech of kids, of conservative kids, then we need to defund the University of Memphis. I mean, it really is that simple. A lot of people calling into KWAM saying they're going to stop their donations to the University of Memphis. You see, we believe in free speech. And I told you that just last week, all of these activists had a big meeting, had a big kind of town hall. Guess what did not happen? You didn't see conservative kids going in and disrupting things and chasing the liberals through the street. You didn't see that. And by the way, just think about this. If conservatives did that, if conservatives went to Tammy Sawyer's campaign events and tried to disrupt those and shout her down and literally chase her out of the building, you know what would happen? Every single one of those conservative kids would have been arrested. They would have been thrown in jail. But not a single person was arrested last night. And I want to know why. Why is it okay in Memphis, Tennessee for conservatives to be run through the streets by foaming mobs, seething with rage? Why is that okay in Memphis, Tennessee? And where the hell are all the conservative leaders? Where are all of the Republican leaders? Why aren't they rising up and condemning this? As a matter of fact, the only person I've seen who's had the courage to say something is Senator Bill Hagerty. And I say, thank you, sir. Thank you, Senator Hagerty, for standing alongside these young conservatives, because this sort of thing should not be tolerated in the United States of America. Period. It's absolutely obscene. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, here's Senator Bill Hagerty. Using threats and intimidation to silence those with different viewpoints is reprehensible and un-American. This behavior is not representative of the great city of Memphis. Unfortunately, Senator Hagerty, it is. It shouldn't be, but it is. Because the Democrats who have ruled this city for generations, they don't believe that conservatives should have a voice. As a matter of fact, there is one very prominent lawmaker in Memphis who said Kyle Rittenhouse should not even been allowed to speak on the University of Memphis campus because Memphis is a majority black city. I mean, that's flat out racism. So if some of these people have their way, if you are a white person, if you're a conservative, well, you've got no voice in Memphis, Tennessee. That's unfortunate. Again, I want to share this information with everyone. I forgot to give out the text line. My apologies. President Trump wants to know who you think he should pick as vice president. Newsmax would like to know as well, which is why they are conducting a national poll. All you have to do is take out your smartphone and text the word SKIP to 39747. That is SKIP to 39747. Donald Trump needs to know your opinion, so let your voice be heard right now by texting the word SKIP to 39747. By the way, had just an incredible time on Rita Cosby's show on WABC in New York City. Great radio station. They're really doing some incredible things there in the Big Apple. Rita had me on for about a half an hour, and we talked about the new book project, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Getting great reviews. Many of you are already sending in comments, and I greatly appreciate that. By the way, head over to Amazon, leave us a review there. Again, the book's only been out for, 3 days? So, 2 days. It's been out 2 days now. So be sure to go over to Amazon, wherever you buy your books, get yourself a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming. And if you're going into a bookstore, would you do me a favor? Just thank the store manager for selling conservative books. All right, hang tight. We'll be right back. Your call's coming up. All right, welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us. A crazy court case to share with you involving parental rights. So there was a family, and they noticed a change in their daughter's behavior. And so they went to the school, and they said, hey, do you know what's going on here? Can you help us out and help us figure out what's going on? Something is just not right. Well, it was at that point that Jennifer, the mom, discovered that her daughter's school was treating her as a boy behind her back. And it had been going on for over 2 years. I want to bring into the conversation Kate Anderson from Alliance Defending Freedom, director of the Center for Parental Rights. Kate, this is the most insane story that I have ever heard.
Yeah, it is crazy. Parents have a right to know what's going on at their kids' schools, and the school should never be concealing information from them because their kids get hurt. And that's exactly what happened here. As you just were talking about, Jennifer and her husband were noticing things going on with their daughter. They were noticing some academic issues, some depression, anxiety. Her daughter was resistant to going to school. And so this 12-year-old girl, they start asking questions at the school, trying to figure out what's going on. And all of the school administrators and teachers that they talked to told them everything was fine and they weren't noticing anything about their daughter at school. All the while, the same school officials were using a male name and they/them pronouns for their daughter at school while concealing it from them.
How did the parents find out that this was going on?
Eventually, a teacher came to the principal, said that she didn't feel she could continue lying directly to this girl's mom. And so the principal called the mom finally. and let her know what was going on. But this was after months and months and months of the school concealing this and actively changing this girl's name and pronouns at school and counseling her, providing her resources about further medical transition even without her parents knowing or consenting to any of it.
And we're talking about a 12-year-old little girl at the time, and she was secretly transitioning socially behind the mm-hmm. scenes. So, I mean, so when she was at home, she was just like a little girl, but then at school she became a boy?
Yes, and that highlights some of the problem there. You're asking a kid to live a double life. School officials are pushing her to make decisions that can have lifelong consequences for her. And they're keeping her parents out of that. Kids need their parents when they're struggling with things, especially something as complicated and difficult as gender in our current culture. And the school lying to these parents and hiding this information from them kept that girl from having her parents walking alongside her for months. And once her parents got involved, they were able to slow things down, help her get resources and time to think through everything she was dealing with. They had to pull her out of the school because the school said they wouldn't stop with the social transition, despite what the parents told them. And now this little girl is doing great. She's in high school and really just flourishing because she was able to have her parents with her walking through these difficult issues.
So I help me understand here. So was it just one teacher who was involved in all of this, or was there more than just the teacher involved in keeping this secret?
There were far more than the teacher involved. This went all the way up to the principal, the school counselors who were pulling her out of class regularly to talk with her about gender identity, as well as the decree that all faculty at the school use the male name and they, them pronouns with this girl while hiding it from her parents. And this was school policy to do this. So everybody was involved.
So how did you guys get involved with the case? Because now Alliance Defending Freedom, you guys are representing the parents here in a lawsuit.
Yes, we represent Jennifer Mead Jennifer Vitsacki in the lawsuit. And she contacted us when all of this was going on, seeking counsel and help. Unfortunately, these policies are spreading throughout the country. So we're challenging this on behalf of the Vitsackis here to try to ensure that kids can have their parents walking alongside them in these issues, that parents know what's happening at school. But we've had to file cases in other locations. We just filed a very similar case in Michigan on behalf of Dan and Jennifer Mead. And we had a case in Wisconsin that we were able to win with the help of the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, representing parents there when a school policy said they would secretly transition their daughter against their instruction. So these are spreading throughout the country, and it's a big issue. Anytime the schools are concealing information from parents, making these kinds of decisions that can have lifelong consequences, that's not the government's role. Parents need to be there to walk through these things with their kids.
No, I think you're right. It's just shocking that something like this would happen. Did anybody at the school district, anybody express concerns about what the school was doing here?
No. Everybody that the Vitsackis talked to just held on to this was policy. This is how things go at the school, which is what's so concerning, whether it's this issue or something else. Parents need to be concerned around the country if kids are being subjected to these kinds of policies and parents are being lied to.
Kate Anderson is Senior Counsel and Director of the Center for Parental Rights at Alliance Defending Freedom. And folks, this is one of the reasons, and cases like this are the reason why we are huge fans. And all this month, we are conducting a radiothon. We're raising $17,000 for Alliance Defending Freedom so they can continue to fight for cases like this. You can participate by going to ToddStearns.com. Click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at the top of the page, and you'll be able to make your donation. And be generous, folks, because as Kate just said, these kinds of cases are happening all over America now. And Kate, to that point, ADF, you guys don't charge your clients for any legal coverage here, right?
That's correct. We're able to represent all of these parents pro bono so they don't have to pay the legal fees. And it's the support that we get from people supporting this ministry that allow us to do that, allow me to do the work that I'm doing, that I'm grateful to be doing every day to help stand with kids and parents on these issues.
All right. Well, Kate, this, again, is a shocking story, and we wish you guys the very best. Keep us updated, please. We're very curious to see how this does in the courts.
Thank you so much.
All right. There you go, folks. Kate Anderson, senior counsel and the director of the Center for Parental Rights. Imagine that. Just you're sending your kid to school. The kid's coming home. There's something not right. Maybe the eating habits, behavior. They're moody. The grades are beginning. And you're trying everything. You can't figure it out. So what do? You reach out to the school. You talk to the teachers. Hey, do you know what's going on here? And instead of sitting down with the parents and saying, hey, look, yeah, your kid has some gender confusion issues, they decided to go along with the child. And, of course, now the child is doing well at a different school in high school, and she is a she, and that's great. But you wonder how many other kids are out there and that schools are doing this. So this is why we are supporting Alliance Defending Freedom, because these are important cases that impact families all over the country. And again, you can go to toddstearns.com, click on the banner at the very top of the page, and you'll be able to participate in our radiothon. We want to raise $17,000, and we need your help to do that. And by the way, everything you give, tax deductible. That's an added benefit. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Mike in Ocala, Florida, listening to us on WOCA. Hi, Mike. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. I'm just calling regarding the discussion about Mike Johnson. I totally agree with you. He is a very nice man, and he would make a wonderful pastor. But as a speaker, I don't think he's cutting it. You know, and it's not just about Democrats or the comments that I'm going to make. It's just in general. As a good leader, a good, strong leader, you need to be able to put the pedal to the metal and I'll keep it clean for children and the SEC, haul donkey. And you need a good set of choppers so you can chew out somebody's donkey. And then you need some steel-toe boots so you can kick some donkey. But as a good leader, you should never, ever kiss donkey.
Yeah, that's never a good thing. Thank you for keeping it clean there, Mike. I know that was difficult, so... Well done. Well done. Okay. Yeah, look, it's sad because I do like Mike Johnson, but man, this is absolutely terrible. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back. I don't know what I'm doing right now. All right. I want to read a chapter from the book here. You're going to love this. This is chapter 14. By the way, a lot of our listeners, a lot of you guys ended up in the book. So we pulled some of the best of the calls that we get here on this program and put some of those in the book as well. This is chapter 14 of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Trans Species Swimmer Makes History. A trans species swimmer swept the 2050 Ivy League Swimming and Diving Championships. Flipper, a dolphin that identifies as a woman, also broke every record in the history of women swimming. The trans species swimmer was also named ESPN's Female Athlete of the Year and was chosen to appear on the front of Sports Illustrated's annual swimsuit edition. The Dolphins' athletic success brought back memories of Leah Thomas, the male swimmer who pioneered the transgender athletic movement. Mr. Thomas, who was a lackluster male swimmer, ranked 462, broke a number of longstanding records in women's swimming back in the early years of the 21st century. He actually tied biological female Riley Gaines in the NCAA Division I Women's Championships. Instead of giving both athletes a trophy, the NCAA awarded Mr. Thomas the hardware. Miss Gaines, who swam for the University of Kentucky, was flabbergasted, telling Fox News, "We were not forewarned beforehand that we would be sharing a locker room with Leah. We did not give our consent. They did not ask for our consent. But in that locker room, we turned around, and there's a 6'4" biological man dropping his pants and watching us undress. And we were exposed to his male genitalia. Likewise, there was an unfortunate issue of Flipper exposing his blowhole during at least one nationally televised swim meet. Regardless, Flipper eventually became a spokesfish for the Democrat Party's most sacred plank, denying biology. In 2028, President Chelsea Clinton signed into law her mother's signature legislation, the Equality Act. The legislation cleared the way for the sex and gender revolutionaries to obliterate gender norms in women's sports. By the year 2030, most coaches had replaced all biological women with transgender athletes. What else were we supposed to do, said legendary WNBA coach Jolene Butch McConnell. It's hard to win games when the other team is putting five gals on the court, 6'10" with Duck Dynasty beards. It's true. Those are big girls. They weren't exactly classically beautiful, but boy, they could dunk those balls. Yes, they could. The league fell on hard times during the biological women era of the WNBA, but all that changed when men who identified as women signed up to play. Quote, the ovaries were an obstacle, Coach Butch McConkle said. Soon there was a mass exodus of players from the NBA, all but willing to transition into the WNBA. At its zenith, the once floundering basketball league exploded with newfound girl power, featuring stars like LaBria James and Stephanie Curry, not to mention old school players like Charlene Barkley and Karen Abdul-Jabbar. You all right there, Dylan? All right.
I'm good.
Okay. Quote, I've never felt so liberated with my ball handling, Queen LaBria told Sports Illustrated. But the athletic career of Flipper has been anything but smooth sailing. Critics pounced on reports that the mammal is just not that good of a swimmer. Out of 500 dolphins in his pod, Flipper came in dead last, said one source who has to remain anonymous at SeaWorld. But when she's swimming with the humans, she comes in first place. The nation's LGBT community, that's Ladyfish Guppy Bass Tuna community, is outraged over the lack of support. That's LGBT. All right, there we go, Dylan. Is outraged over the lack of support from the human population. They say Flipper has been traumatized by hate mail and is the victim of delphinophobia, which, according to Tyra Banks, is a real thing. That's the fear of dolphins. Flipper has had a difficult life, said one close ally. She grew up in a single-family ocean after her father was mistaken for a tuna on an episode of the reality TV series Weekend or Wicked Tuna. Quote, you can't imagine how traumatic it is to watch a loved one get shoved into a tuna can on national television. But these latest attacks are just offensive, the ally said. They say Flipper has artificial fins and that she's been in an inappropriate relationship with Aquaman. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why the best human swimmer in the NCAA is, in fact, a dolphin. Holy mackerel, America. So that is chapter that's chapter 14 of the book. And we try to have a little bit of fun, right? It's some would say gallows humor. But I mean, who wants to read, 300 pages? That's just going to get you angrier and angrier and your blood pressure is going to go up. So what we try to do is take you on a little roller coaster ride in Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? So you're going to get riled up, and then we're going to give you a little bit of humor and just sort of up and down and all around, and you're going to enjoy it. So, again, I would love for you to go to toddstearns.com and click on our store. I will personally autograph a copy of the book for you. If you don't want to do that, you want to get it a lot sooner, then go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. Those are the top three that we're recommending. Or if you've got a good local bookstore that actually likes conservatives, then I would encourage you to do that. Unfortunately, here in Memphis, we don't have that. But we've got terrific Barnes & Noble and Books A Million, and they love conservatives, and we greatly appreciate that. Coming up tomorrow, by the way, we are going to have more fallout here. We could be seeing a vote sometime tomorrow on this insane spending package. So here's the deal. Homework tonight, folks. When you get home, call your, if you're at work, call your elected leader, call their district office and the DC office. If you get a voicemail, leave a message. And I'm telling you, those lawmakers pay attention to the messages. They absolutely do. But you got to pick up the phone and you got to call And we've got to do that. Light them up. It doesn't matter where you are in America. You light up those phones and you tell the conservatives, vote no on the spending bill. So we're going to keep you updated on all the developments there. Coming up tonight, 5 o'clock on Newsmax 2, we're going to delve into the spending bill. Our team is still researching some of the outrageous spending measures, and we're going to bring the very latest to you. Also, there's a little bit of concern over who is recommending Supreme Court justice picks and federal judicial picks for President Trump. And so there is a very conservative organization that is launching an effort to help give guidance to the Trump team. And we're going to be talking to some of those folks as well later on today on Newsmax 2. And, of course, this weekend, Mike Huckabee, you'll be sure to watch us on The Huckabee Show. We're going to have a lot of fun there. And, by the way, Garth Brooks' daughter is going to be the musical entertainment on the show. In the meantime, head over to the website, toddstearns.com, and help us out on ADF. Our radiothon continues just for the month of March. And, of course, get yourself a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? That's my sixth time mentioning it, so I got to do it seven so you'll remember it. Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Get out there and be good, America.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.